Marco, Evangelium kuka Marco, isihloko 14. Emva kwezinsuku ezimbili kwabakhona iPhasika nomkhosi wesinkwa esingenambubelo. Abapriesti abakhulu nababhali bafuna isu lokumbamba ngobuqili bambulale. Ngakho bathi makungabi ngomkhosi kungaze kube khona isiyalo esizweni. Kwathi eseBethania endlini kaSimoni wayenoqobo ehlezi ekudleni, kwafika owesifazane ephethe amafutha, umfutha we-albase, wamafutha enenani lothwa elibiza kakhulu. Waqoboza umfuma wathela amafutha ekhanda lakhe. Kepha kwakukhona abanye abakhuluma bodwa ngokuthukuthela bethi, kwenzeleni lokhu kucithwa kwamafutha na? Ngokuba lawa amafutha nga ethengisiwe kawodanariya angaphezu kwamakhulu amathathu, waphiwa abamphofu, bamthukuthelela kakhulu. Kepha uJesu wathi, myekeni nimhluphelani na? Usebenzile umsebenzi omuhle kimi. Ngokuba bamphofu ningabo njalo nanini. Uma nithanda ningabenzela okuhle, kepha mina aninami njalo. Wenzile abengakwenza. Wandulele ukuwocobela umzimba wami ukumbelwa. Ngiqinisile kithi kini, namaphi lapho liyakushinyelwa khona ivangeli ezweni lonke, kuyakhulunywa nangalokho akwenzileyo kube isikhumbuzo ngaye. UJuda Iskariyoti, omunye wabashumi nambili, wayeseya kubapristi abakhulu kuba amkhaphele kubo. Sebezwile bathokoza, bathembisa kumnika imali. Wayesefuna ithuba lokumkhaphela. Bese-ke ngosuku lokuqala lwesinkwa esingenamvubelo okwahlatshwa ngalo iPhasika, abafundi bakhe bathi kuye, uthanda ukuba siye silungiselephi ukuba udle iPhasika na? Wayesethuma ababili kubafundi bakhe wathi kubo, hambani niye emzini, khona niza kuhlangana nomuntu othile imbiza yamanzi, mlandeleni. Lapho engena khona anothi kumninindlu uthi, umfundisi, iphi indlu yami lapho ngingadlela khona iPhasika nabafundi bami na? Yena iza kunikhombisa ikhamelo elikhulu eliphezulu elenzelweyo, lilungisiwe silungiseleni khona. Verse 17, kusithwa wafika nabayishumi nambili. Sebehlezi ekudleni, uJesu wathi, ngiqinisile kithi kini, umunye kini odla nami uza kungikhaphela. Baqala ukudabuka bathi kuye, ngamunye kungaba yimi na? Wathi kubo, omunye wabashumi nambili oka kanye nami esitheni, indodana yomuntu yamuka kumbe njengokulothiwe ngayo, kepha maye kulowo muntu indodana yomuntu ekhashelwe ngaye. Kakukuhle kulowo muntu ukuba ngazalwanga. Wathi basadla, uJesu wathabatha isinkwa wasibusisa wasihlephula wabanika wathi, thabani nidle, lokho kungumzimba wami. Wayesethabatha isitsha wabonga wabanika baphuza kuso bonke. Wathi kubo, lokho kuyigazi lami lesivumelwano elithululiwe litululwa ngenxa yabaningi ngiqinisile ngithi kini angisa ikuphuza okwesithelo somndeni kuze kufike lolo suku engikushuzwa ngalo sisha embusweni kaNkulunkulu. Wathi sebehlabelele igama lokubonga baphuma baye entabeni yemingqomo, uJesu wathi kubo, nonke niza kukhubeka ngokuba kulotshiwe ukuthi ngiyakushaya umelusi izimvu zihlakazeka, kepha emva kokuvuswa kwami ngiyakunilandulela ukuya eGalile. UPhethro wathi kuye, noma beyakukhubeka bonke hayi mina, uJesu wathi kuye, qinisile ngithi kuwe, namhlanje ngalobu busuku lingakakhali kabili kuthe uza kungiphika kathathu. Kepha waqinisa ngamandla wathi, noma ngingaze ngifa nawe angisoze ngakuphika. Basho njalo bonke. Bafika endaweni elithiwa iGetsemane, wathi kubafundi bakhe, hlalani lapho ngisaya kukhuleka. Ake siwekha-ke lapho. Asiye kuvesi 66. UPhethro esegcekeni ngaphansi, kwafika enye yamantombazana omphristi omkhulu, yambona uPhethro otha, yambeka yathi, nawe ubunoJesu waseNazaretha. Kepha waphika wathi, angikwazi, yebo, angikuzwisisi okushoyo. Waphumela enkundleni, lakhala iqute. Intombazane imbona yabuye yaqala ukusho kwababemi khona ukuthi lona ongomunye wabo. Kepha waphinda waphika emva kwesikhashana, futhi ababemi khona bathi kuPhethro, nempela ungomunye wabo ukuba ungowaseGalile. Wayeseqala ukuthuka nokufunga ethi, angimazi lo muntu enikhuluma ngaye. Laze likhala masinyani kude. Ngokwesibili uPhethro wayesekhumbule izwi abelishilo kuye uJesu lokuthi, iqute lingakakhali kabili uza kungiphika kathathu. Wakhala nokukhala izinyembezi. Lingekhona lapho. Manje ngithanda ukukhuluma ngabafundi ababili eNkosi Jesu. Mina-ke ebenilalela isikhathi kufundwa, ngizwile ukuthi kule ndaba kwaphathwa abafundi ababili ngegazi. Bangane abancane, ngizwile oba ni abafundi ababephathwa ngegama kule ndaba esifundile. Khona uzwile? Nobani? NoJudas. Yebo, ngithanda ukukhuluma ngalaba abafundi ababili eNkosi Jesu. Bobabili benza indaba elibuhlungu. Benza indaba elibuhlungu ngesikhathi iNkosi Jesu esezohamba la emhlabeni. Oyethwa wabo uJudas wamkhaphela, uPhethro wamphika. Kodwa ngamanye amazwi singathi bobabili bona. Kodwa nokho izindlela zabo nokuphetha kwabo kwahluka ngenye indlela. Manje bengifisa ukuthi sibukisisa nje indaba kaJudas, sibukisisa nendaba kaPhethro, sibona umehluko ezimpilweni zabo, ukuthi izimpilo zabo umehluko bekukuphi na. Manje uma Elufuza ubano wa ziguti uPetro sikalu kusangana naye kuphi nendawo. UJesu wahlangana naye kanjani. Wait.
Alexander Manik also executed the Solvanship.
Ubunjalo. Yebo babe. Sanza amanethi yokudoba olwandle. Inkosi uJesu wayesethi kubona wathi abahambe bayodoba. Bathi awunkosi sadoba ubusuku bonke kodwa asibambanga lutho. Inkosi uJesu wayesethi Petro, kodwa wena usho njalo sizokwenza. Angazi ke noma kwenzeke ngosuku olufanayo nokuthi ebathola behlanza amanethi noma bekukolunye usuku, kodwa sesikhathini beqala ukuzana noJesu. Manje ke sikhathi-ke base olwandle-ke babamba izinhlanzi eziningi, uPetro wamangala. Siyathola ukuthi uPetro wayesewa phansi wathi enkosini uJesu, wathi Nkosi, theka kimi ngoba ngingumuntu oyisoni. UPetro ke simqala kanjalo ukumazi. Ngamanye amazwi siyambona uPetro ubeyindoda wasibonela ukuthi uyisoni, ekhala ethi nkulunkulu, Nkosi Jesu, theta kimi ngingumuntu omubi. Kodwa Nkosi Jesu wayesethi kuye wathi ungesabi Petro, wathi ngizokwenza ukuthi ube umdobi wabantu. UPetro ke simthola kanjalo. UJudasi, mina angaze ngifunde ukuthi Nkosi Jesu watholana kanjani naye. Kodwa engikwazi ukuthi ngesikhathi Inkosi Jesu esebiza noma esesho ukuthi obani abazoba ngabapostoli abawu-12, wambiza noJudas. Naye waba ingxenye yabafundi benkosi uJesu. Kusho ukuthi bobabili-ke babehamba noJesu kungathi iminyaka emithathu. Bobabili babethunywa ukuthi bayahamba bayoshumayela ivangeli. Bobabili bathunywa ukuthi bakhipha ngisho amadimoni kwabantu. UPetro noJuda bobabili babehamba neNkosi uJesu. Kodwa kukhona umehluko olukhulu obonakalayo phakathi kwalabo bantu ababili. Siyathola ukuthi uJudasi uma ake nginifundela kuJohn 12 verse 6. John 12 verse 6. Kwindaba elisisho elifana nale esilifunde kuMarko. Kodwa-ke uVesi uMaria wayesethatha ilitra lamafutha enadi lothwa elinenani elikhulu, wathobi izinyawo zikaJesu, wesula izinyawo zakhe ngezinwele zakhe, indlu yagcwala iphunga lamafutha. Kepha uJuda Iskariyoti, omunye wabafundi bakhe, obeza kumkhaphela wathi, yini kuba lawa mafutha engathengiswa kawodanero angamakhulu amathathu kwaphiwa abampofu na? Washo lokho kungekuba ekhathelela abampofu, kepha ngokuba eyisela ephethe isikhwama eba okufakwa kuso. Ngezwa-ke kwafika uMaria eqoba izinyawo zenkosi uJesu ngamafutha anenani elikhulu. UJudasi kwa efeti wabano sola watihini kutila mafuta angasaiswa kemale ningi besele mali itatwa inigezwa abampofu na besibali ya kuti upenge nandaba abampofu kutupenda nandaba nje kale mali benzongene sikwameni ukuze akwazi ukuthatha okunye kwayo azithathela ngoba ube isela. Bazalwane, niyabona ke impilo kaJudas ukuthi impela injani. UJudas ube nempilo yokuzenzisa, ube dala isithombe sokuthi ulikholwa elikhulu, ubethenjwa. Bekungekho wayengamsola ukuthi uyisela. Angithi abafundi babengeke bakhethe isela ukuthi bagcinele isikhwama, kodwa babezokhetha othembekile kunabo bonke. UJudas wakhethwa ukuthi agcine isikhwama ngoba ube ngumvenzisi ongumcwepheshe wokuzenzisa, edala isithombe esihle, kodwa emfihlakalweni ubephila enye impilo. Mzalwane, ngicela ukukubuza ukuthi njengoba ula enkonzweni uyaphila impilo yokumthanda uNkulunkulu ekujuleni kwenhliziyo yakho, uyamthanda uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yakho yonke, uyalangazelela ukwenza intando yakhe, noma ula nje unokuzenzisa, uyazi ukuthi emfihlakalweni kukhona enye impilo engiyiphilayo, kunezinye izinto engizenzayo engizaziyo ukuthi azingithokozise uNkulunkulu, kodwa uyazenza ngamabomo. Uyakhetha ukwenza lezo zinto futhi uyakhetha ukuzenzisa nje phambi kwabantu na. UJudas-ke ube njalo, ube kubeka nesono, ubebona abantu bephenduka. Ngiyakholwa ukuthi wayekhona uphenduko uZakhewu, wayekhona ngisho kufika abantu bazilahle enkosini baphenduke, kodwa uJudasi asimfiphi nakanye ephenduka, asimfiphi nakanye ekhala ngezono zakhe njengoPetro. UPetro cishe kuzo izinsuku zokuqala nje sihlangabezana noJesu, simthole esekwa phansi ethi, Nkosi letha kimi ngoba ngingumuntu ongumoni oyisoni. Kodwa uJudasi cha, simthole kanjalo, ubephila ephila enza okuphambene noNkulunkulu, kodwa ahambe enza kungathi ulikholwa elikhulu. UJudas-ke ube njalo, ubephila impilo yokuzenzisa ekhomba kungathi uyamthanda iNkosi Jesu, kodwa ekujuleni kwenhliziyo yakhe ubengamthandi. Ubefuna hlambe nje udumo, hlambe ubethanda nje ukuthi abukelwa phezulu njengoba uJesu enodumo elandela izicuko eziningi. Wayethanda ukuba naye, ethanda hlambe udumo lokuthi aphilise abagulayo, kodwa siyathola ukuthi iNkosi Jesu wayengamthandi, wayengenabo ubudlelwane naye, kodwa ubethanda imali, ubethanda izinto zezwe, ubenokuzithanda yena, ubecabangela nje yena, akamcabangelanga iNkosi Jesu. Kusho ukuthi-ke uhlobo lwabantu-ke abafana noJudas, uhlobo olunjalo labantu, abantu abakhethela isono, bayakhetha ukwenza isono, bayakhetha ukunelisa izinkanuko zabo, bayakhetha ukwenza okuphambene noNkulunkulu. Yebo-ke bangaba khona esontweni, bangadumisa nabadumisayo, kodwa emfihlakalweni kukhona isivumelwano abasenzile nomubi, bathathile isinqumo sokuphilela izono, ukukholwa kwabo kungukuzenzisa nje kuphela. okuyisimanga ukuthi bengilalela enye intshumayelo babeqaza indaba kaJudasi ukuthi uma angithi uma babedla ngaleso sikhathi babengahlali ethafuleni njengathi kodwa babelala izinyawo zibeka ngale balala kudololwane bekunethafula nje elingaphakele bedla kulona-ke. Manje-ke iNkosi uJesu wayesesho ukuthi phakathi kwenu kukhona ozomkhaphela. Abafundi bonke bathi gazi ubani lo? Akekho noyedwa obecabanga ukuthi ngaba uJuda, ngoba ukuzenzisa kwakhe kwaku ezingeni eliphezulu. Kanti-ke lo mfundisi wayeshumayela ngoJuda ubecaza ukuthi kungathi uJudas uye obelele phambi kweNkosi uJesu. UJohane uJohane ube ngaphambi kweNkosi uJesu ubebenike esithubeni sakhe, uJudasi ube ngapha. Ya. Futhi babesho ukuthi uJudasi ngoba elande empheleni bekuyindawo yesivakashi esigabileyo, indawo ye-special guest. UJudasi ube la uma kuthi kukhona umcimbi lo umnikazi womuzi lo oyisivakashi esigabile ube la nje emva kwakhe. Kanti-ke beku indlela-ke yokuhlonipha lo okuvakashelelayo ukuthi kuzothatha isinkwa uyifaka kuso ishebo bese-ke unikeza lo oyisivakashi sakho. Wabuza uJohane ukuthi ubani, wathi lo engigcokoza naye isinkwa, wathi-ke uye lo ozomkhaphela. Kodwa abaningi abakuzwanga. Ngizokhumbula ukuthi emva kwalokho nje uJudas wayesephuma ehamba, iBhayibheli yasho ukuthi babecabanga ukuthi uthunyi ukuthi ayothengwa mhlawumbe isinkwa. Babengabangelanga, waye nempilo elinjalo lokuzenzisa, ekhomba ukuthi ngumfundi weNkosi uJesu, kodwa ekujuleni kwenhliziyo ube nokuthanda imali waze wadayisa ngomfindisi ukuzuza amahlamvu kasiliva nje amashumi amathathu, imali elincane, hayi igolide, isiliva nje. Bahlobo, indaba elibuhlungu ukuthi abanye bazokhaphela uInkosi uJesu ngenxa nje yezono, ngenxa yokunelisa nje izinkanuku zenyama, bazokhaphela umsindisi wethu. Manje-ke indaba-ke kaJudas belingani? Kodwa manje-ke ngicela ukuthi sibhukisisa indaba ngaphetro. UPetro-ke sizwile ukuthi uhlangabezana kanjani neNkosi uJesu. Esibonele ukuthi uyisoni ephenduka. Siyathola ukuthi uPetro ube nokumthanda iNkosi uJesu, ube nokulangazelela ukumthokozisa, ube mshisekele iNkosi uJesu ngangokuba ukuthi ngesikhathi iNkosi uJesu ebatshele ukuthi nina nonke nizongiflathela, uPetro wathi, Nkosi, noma bonke bangakushiya kodwa mina ngeke. UPetro bekuyinhloso yakhe ukumthokozisa uNkulunkulu, ilokho bekusenhlizweni yakhe, ubefisa ukwenza intando kaNkulunkulu. Mhlobo, ngicela ukubuza ukuthi ilokho kusekujuleni kwenhliziyo yakho, uyalangazelela ukwenza intando kaNkulunkulu na? Kodwa nokho siyathola ukuthi kwahamba nje emva kwalokho isimo sabanzima inkosi Jesu wabanjwa siyathola ukuthi uPetro wamlwela inkosi Jesu ngithi waphosha inkemba yakhe wathi wanquma indlebe yengeku yomphristi omkhulu kodwa inkosi Jesu wamkhuza wathi Petro phindisela inkemba endaweni yayo lo ophila ngenkemba uzofa ngenkemba emva kwalokho-ke inkosi Jesu wabanjwa abafundi bonke-ke babaleka noma iningi labo lisho uPetro kodwa-ke ungathi uJohane ubelandela noPetro futhi babelandela uJohane-ke wakwazi ukungena khakhona ekhaya yomphristi omkhulu ngoba ngazi kube isihlobo kungathi ube isihlobo sakhona kodwa ubebazi wayesekhulumela nencekukazi noma lo ogcina isicapha wathi akambhedele noPetro ukuthi angene uPetro-ke wangena kodwa manje isimo-ke sasinzima kunzima isimo uBetho uyamlwela inkosi Yesu wamkhuza mhlawumbe wabona ukuthi hayi indaba manje kuphela ukufa kuphela akusekho ukuphunyuka bafika-ke bambuze wena usiye umfundi wakhe na waphika uPetro waphika uPetro kwase kwenzeka kathathu iqute laze lakhala okwesibili ngizoqhubeka nendaba ake ngikhulume ngami nawe hlobo wami hlambe nawe nathi sasinjalo sasizimisele ukwenza intando kankulumbu kodwa sehlelwa izilingo eziyinhlobonhlobo mhlambe kwabangaphezu kwamandla noma kwakusehlula sangena esonweni futhi mhlambe lokho hhayi nje kuthi kwenzeke kanye mhlambe kwenzeke kaningi njengakuPetro uPetro akamfikanga njekanye kodwa wakwenza ngokuphindaphindiwe mhlambe nawe mhlobo usuwone ngaphindaphindiwe kodwa mhlobo nansi indaba elimnandi uma unenhliziyo le kaPetro ake sibona-ke inhliziyo kaPetro uPetro-ke wayenaleya nhliziyo ngesikhathi esebonile ukuthi wona wakhala izinyembezi waphukwa inhliziyo ngoba inhloso kaPetro akuzange kube ukona kuNkulunkulu isi ukulangazelela kwakhe kwaba ukumthokozisa uNkulunkulu okusuka kuJuda uJuda ubehlosile enhlizweni yakhe ukuthi ngizomphika wahamba wayokhuluma ngabafundi abakhulu waze wathi ningamnikeza malini bathi amahlamba amathathu kasiliva kwenye indawo engifunda kuyo ngithole ukuthi kungathi babesenikile wayesehamba-ke wafuna ithuba lokuthi amkhaphela niyabona-ke intaba kaJudasi wayenenhloso yesono ilokho bekusenhlizweni yakhe ubekenandaba ngoJesu ubekenandaba ngomsindisi kodwa-ke ubenendaba nje lamathuba nokona lamathuba lokuthi azuze yena kwenze lokho kuzonelisa izinkanuko zakhe kodwa uPetro yena ubenenhloso ubenokulangazelela ubenesifiso sokumthokozisa uNkulunkulu kodwa nokho wehlelwa izilingo wahluleka wona nalapho esewonile waphukwa inhliziyo wakhala kabuhlungu waba nokusola angazi-ke bahlobo ukuthi sithina kunjani siyaphila ngamabomu ezonweni siyaphihla iziphambeko zethu noma sinenhliziyo elangazelela ukumthokozisa uNkulunkulu kodwa njengoPetro sehlelwa izilingo sangena ezonweni ekoneni kwethu sakhala sasola safana yini siyafana yini noPetro kule ndaba kodwa indaba akeka Petro kaqali alugcinike lapho kodwa ngingacabanga nje ukuthi bekubuhlungu kangakanani kungathi kwenye indawo siyafunda ukuthi khona lapho ukuthi amehlo kwenkosi uJesu namehlo kaPetro abehlangana futhi uPetro wakhala kabuhlungu angisakhumbuleke ukuthi lokho siyakuthola emebhalweni noma bekukwenye indawo mhlawumbe kuyifilimu elithize kodwa sithola ukuthi uPetro waphukwa inhliziyo cabangani-ke ukuthi wenziwani uPetro inkosi uJesu esebethelwe esiphambanweni inkosi uJesu esewafa uPetro ukuthi wayezwani enobuhlungu ethola ukuthi ngihlulekile ethi ngimphikile inkosi yami ngihlulekile ukumthokozisa ngihlulekile ukufeza izithembiso zami cabangani nje ubuhlungu balokho uPetro wayebuzwa kodwa nansi-ke indaba elimnandi mhlobo ukuthi noma uwonile kodwa uJesu uyakuthanda uma unaleya nhliziyo yebo uJesu uyathanda izoni zonke kodwa uyabavezela umusa labo abanenhliziyo elaphukileyo ngeziphambeko zabo uthi ibhayibheli ofihla iziphambeko zakhe akanakuphumelela kodwa ozivumayo aziyeke uzofumana umusa uNkulunkulu unenhliziyo yezoni unothando ngabo abawonileyo siyathola-ke nale ndaba-ke kule ndaba kaPetro siyathola ukuthi ngesikhathi inkosi uJesu esewafa wavuka siyathola ukuthi wayeseshoko lowesifazane kungathi bekuomariya wathi umariya wathi hamba uyobikela abafundi wayephethe kanye noPetro wambalula ngamanye amazwi kumvezela isithombe sokuthi uma ukuthi umariya wayezofika ukuthi inkosi ithi nangumlayezo inkosi inikeze yona angisakhumbuli ukuthi umyayezo belithini noma wayethi sohlangana egalile angisakhumbuli kodwa uma kuthi wafika umariya ethi kuPetro ukuthi kubafundi ukuthi inkosi uthi nangumlayezo inkosi inikeze yona uPetro bezochabanga ukuthi hhayi mhlawumbe aqondene nami kwamina phela ngamphika inkosi uJesu mhlawumbe inkosi uJesu manje akasangifuni usengilahla kodwa inkosi uJesu wathi hamba uyotshela abafundi kanye noPetro bahlobo angazi noma niyakuzwa lokho kimi kuyindaba elimnandi mina engazi ukuthi kuyini ubona ngiyazi ukuthi kuyini ukuhluleka ngiyazi ukuthi kuyini ukuba ningenhliziyo eliphukileyo yokwazi ukuthi kunjani ukuthi ngijabulisile inkosi yami engathi gini-ke kwindaba elimnani ukuthi noma bahlobo noma sahluleka sona kodwa inkosi uJesu akasilahlile akalahlile labo abawonile abahluleka isimo sinzima izilingo balingwa ngezindlela eziningi balingwa hlambe isimo lapho kwadingeka lokuthi besaba abantu basaba abantu bangabe nesibindi sokumela inkosi mhlawumbe balingwa inyama isilingo sabangaphezu kwabo bahluleka kodwa uma sebonile babe nokusola abanjalo inkosi akabalahlile kodwa uyabaphabalula uthi nami nawe ufaniwe kubo labo engibakhethile kubo labo engizobavezela umusa siyathola-ke ukuthi emva kwalokho inkosi uJesu esebukile wazambule kubafundi siyathola ukuthi Mizo kumbulu tu Thomas waine, koto ngeli ilanga akeba abe hamba akeba yoto, ba ngalela la ku Thomas wae kona. Kali ngosi Yesu wafika ake story, u Thomas wae kona, u Thomas wanga, funu kole waze wafaga, ini inwe esandense ngosi Yesu. Emba loko akeba hamba bayoto ba. Uma sebe sekdobe ni, wabafinda loko wakala, ba dobu suku bonke banga bambi luto. Tadi masebe doya, babe doba uksumu bonke ngaksasa masebe ya ngasok gwini. Inkosi Jesu bema o gwini. Kaso lwanze, duze go lwanze, waeseti, kubona, wababuza, kuti. Nikukoni nikbambile na bati haya spambanga luto. Waeseti fonsani ama neti, ekjuleni. Noma bahamba ke bakwenze awubal badoba bathole ihlanze eziningi kuyamanga kuthi uPetro aka wangathi asanga kuye ngaleso sikhathi ukuthi inkosi Jesu bekufanele ukuthi uyakhumbula utahlala ube stress o season kakhulu kodwa uJohane waPaul khona lapho ukuthi kuyinkosi wamtshela. Wathi Petro inkosi, siyathola ukuthi uPetro akakwazanga, ngisho ukulinda ukuthi umkhumbi ufika ogwini, kusho kanjani. Yebo, wavele wafaka ingubo, wasonsa olwandle, wabukuta waya khona enkosini uJesu. Niyabona nje inhliziyo kaPetro ukuthi wayemthanda kangakanani inkosi yakhe. Emlangazelela noma wayewonile noma wafaye bumoni kodwa wayemthanda inkosi Jesu. Siyathola ke indaba ke esilaziyo kahle ukuthi emva kokuthi sebezwile bazalwane basabasha lalelani cela nithole umsindo manje nilalele. Emva kokuthi sebedlile bangani bami phela nilalela isise manje. Emva kokuthi sebedlile uPetro inkosi Jesu wambuza uPetro wambuza wathi Petro uyangithanda na. Abalaziyo ulimi lesigriki ke bayasho ukuthi usebenzisa igama lika agape ukuthi Petro uyangithanda ngothando lukankulunkulu na. UPetro ke wayesethi inkosi uyazi konke, wathi uyazi ukuthi ngiyakuthanda, noma ubesho ukuthi inkosi ngiyakuthanda, kodwa akasasebenzisi lelithi akaphe, usebenzisa enye ke sengilibele ke kodwa lichaza ukuthi ngiyakuthanda ngothando lomngani. Ngamanye amazwi inkosi yebo ngiyakuthanda kodwa amanye amazwi inkosi sekwabonakala bengithi ngiyakuthanda ngasho ukuthi ngizofa kanye nawe kodwa sekwabonakala ukuthi uthando lwami noma ngithi ngiyakuthanda uthando lo muntu eliphele endleleni uthando lukankulunkulu anginalo ngawe ingakho wathi inkosi ngiyakuphileyo kungathi igama lesigriki-ke phileyo ngiyakuthanda ngothando lwabantu. Inkosi Jesu wayesethi ke wathi angazi noma ubesho ukuthi yipha iwundu zami noma welusa izimvu zami angisakhumbuli kodwa konke lokho wayekusho. Wabuza okwesibili wathi Petro uyangithanda ngothando lukankulunkulu na. UPetro wathi nkulunkulu ngiyakuthanda kodwa akasebenzisile kankulunkulu uthi uthando lwabantu. Wayesethi-ke inkosi uJesu wathi Petro uyangithanda ngothando lwabantu nje. Ngamanye amazwi uyangithanda ngaleya ndlela kuphela. UPetro ke isikhathi inkosi simbuza lokho wadazuluka wakhala wathi nkulunkulu wena wazi konke uyazi ukuthi ngiyakuthanda esebenzise botho le lwabantu. Niyabona bahlobo uPetro ubemthanda uNkulunkulu ube nenhliziyo yokumthanda uNkulunkulu. Kodwa wahluleka, wona kabuhlungu, waze wazibonela ukuthi ngiyahluleka ngokwami. Ngihlulekile. Kodwa nokho iNkosi uJesu wambuza, wambuza kathathu, angithi wamphika. iNkosi uJesu kathathu wabuye wambuza kathathu ukuthi Petro uyangithanda na. Kathathu Petro wavuma, kodwa ubengesenalo leso sibindi saphambilini. Ubengakwazi ukuthi aphendisele ukuthi iNkosi ngiyakuthanda ngothando lukaNkulunkulu. Wathi iNkulunkulu ngiyakuthanda ngothando lwabantu. Kodwa bazalwane, okuyisimanga sesibambano sikaKristu ukuthi ngokufa nokuvuka kukaNkulunkulu siyafumana amandla lokuthi sithande ngothando lukaNkulunkulu. Umlando uyasitshela ukuthi ekugcineni uPetro wafa, wafela iNkosi, wafela inkolo yakhe, wafela iNkosi yakhe, wafa kokubethelwa esiphambanweni. Umlando usho njalo. Kodwa kuyashiwo-ke ukuthi uPetro-ke wathi sebezombethela esiphambanweni, wathi akungifanele ukuthi ngife njengeNkosi yami. Wathi ngicela ukuthi uma ningibethele, ningibethele ikhanda libeka phansi. Wathi akungifanele ukuthi ngife njengeNkosi yami. Angithi wayeshilo, wathi iNkosi noma bonke wakufulathela ngizofa kanye nawe. Kodwa kusikhathi kufika isilingo wahluleka, wahluleka kanzima. Kodwa sifumane ukuthi uPetro wafumana umusa, uPetro wafumana inthethelelo, uPetro waphiwa umusa nothando lukaNkulunkulu, waze wamfela ekugcineni wafa njengaye, wafa singasho kanye naye. Hlobo-ke nansi indaba emnandi. Uma wena unaleya nhliziyo elinokulangazelela uNkulunkulu, noma usuwahluleka endleleni, akunandaba ukuthi usuhluleka kangakanani, akunandaba ukuthi usuwone kangakanani, kodwa uma unaleya nhliziyo elilangazelela uNkulunkulu, elilangazelela ukumthokozisa uNkulunkulu, umhlobo uyakuvezela umusa, uyakuthethelela, uyakuvusa, futhi-ke okuyisimanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu ufisa ukukusebenzisa. Wena osuwahluleka kangaka ufisa ukukusebenzisa, njengoba wasebenzisa uPetro, wathi hamba uyowelusa izimbuya zami, hamba uyowondla izimbu zami, hamba uyobeka izimbu zami ezinane. Mhlobo, noma usuhluleke kangakanani, ngokholo kuJesu, ngokwamukela isipho somusa wakhe, iNkosi izokuvusa, iNkosi izokunikeza amandla akhe, hhayi okusaya ngokwenyama, ngokwentando noma ngokwamandla akho, kodwa sekuzoba amandla akhe. Ngoba ngokwethu esingakuzama nje uthando lwabantu oluhlulekayo, kodwa ngamandla wokuvuka weNkosi Jesu ngokukholwa kuye, siyafumana amandla akhe, amandla akhe abonakaliswa ngisho ebuthakathakeni bethu benyama. Lapho sihluleka khona thina, amandla akhe ilapho abonakala kakhulu, futhi ilapho avama kakhulu khona. Ngamanye amazwi, mhlobo, kuyadingakala ekuphelele ukuthi sifika kuleyasinga. Dingakala ukuthi sifika kuleya ndawo lapho ngizibonele ukuthi ngihlulekile. Kusemqoka lo ukuthi ngifike ezingeni lokuthi ngizibonele ukuthi ngini, kwasho uPawulu. Ngisho enyama enyama yakuthi akukho kuhle okukhona. Abalabo abamisele ukuhamba indlela kaNkulunkulu, kele kunitshela ukuthi imbamisa ukuhamba kanjani.
umuntu uzoyinikela enkosini abe nokushisekela okukhulu kodwa uma engenakho ukuvenzisa uzohamba kuhambe azibonele ukuthi le ndlela angikwazi ukuyiphila uyabona ukuthi angikwazi ukuphila impilo encwele abona njengopawulo uthi kimi ngisho enyamenyame akukho kusho khona bese umuntu afika ezingeni lokuthi azibonele ukuthi akukho engingakwenza ngingumoni okusemqoka ukuthi umuntu afika kulesi azinga ngoba kuphela umuntu usufike lapho-ke kuyilapho uzokwamukela ngezandla ezimbili isipho somusa sikankulunkulu lapho uzokwamukela insindiso ngeqiniso elitholakala hhayi ngokuzabalaza hhayi ngemizamo yethu kodwa kuyisipho somusa esitholakala ngesihle ngokholwa kwangathi unkulunkulu angasisiza angahlawukela bazalwane ukuthi singafani noJudasi owakhetha izono wakhetha ukusithokozisa kodwa kwangathi singafana noPetro owayenokushisekela elifisa ukwenza intando kaNkulunkulu yebo wahluleka ngoba emandleni ngamandla ethu asikwazi ukumela uNkulunkulu kodwa ngomusa uNkulunkulu akamlahlanga ngisho ekuhlulekeni kwakhe kodwa wambusa wamnikeza umoya wakhe ongcwele ngesikhathi sekufika umoya ongcwele kwaba uye ofika uPetro manje omi isibindi akasenawo amahloni uyashumayela ngayo iNkosi uJesu nalapho esebimiswa phambi kwaba Kristi bamtshela ukuthi yekani ukushumayela ngaleya gama wathi anosivumela nini ukuthi kufanele silalele abantu noma kufanele silalele uNkulunkulu waphela uvalo ngoba esenomoya ongcwele kaNkulunkulu bahlobo bami ilokho enginifisela khona ukuthi kwangathi singafika ezingeni lokuthi sibonele ukuthi ngamandla ami angikwazi bese samukela isipho somusa sikaNkulunkulu samukela umoya ongcwele kaNkulunkulu bese yena-ke kube uye ozosebenza kithi ukuthanda nokwenza intando yakhe nansi indaba elimnandi ukuthi ngisho umhlobo uma uzibonela ukuthi hayi mina kungathi ngifana noJudasi kuba ngiyathanda mina izono uJesu angimthandi nakuwe mhlobo kunethemba elikhona kuba kukhala kuye yena uyasho ukuthi lowo obiza igama lakhe ngeke alahlelwe ngaphandle lowo obiza igama lakhe uzosiniswa khala kuye uzoguqula le nhliziyo yakho le nhliziyo elithanda izono uzokunikeza inhliziyo entsha uzokunikeza izifiso ezintsha uma uza nje kuye indinga kaJudasi ukuthi akazangeze enkosini ukuthi inkosi nguqule kodwa uma uza kuye uzokwenza ukuthi ube yisidalwa esisha uzokunikeza ngisho inhliziyo elangazelela yena kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasihawukela cela sibalamele baba wethu osezulwini sibonga kakhulu izwi lakho siyabonga ngesifundo esiyitholile ngale ndaba eyenzeka uloyithathile Nkosi labafundi ababili ababeseduze kwakho kodwa Nkosi babephile izimpilo ezimbili ezihlukile Nkosi yethu wayekhethile ukuphilela izono ezenzisa ekholweni Nkosi omunye wayefisa ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke ukukuthokozisa kodwa Nkosi wahluleka ngobuthaka benyama esehlulekile wakhala wamhawukela wambezela uthando lwakho wambezela Nkosi amlahlile noma ekufika kathathu Nkosi wambusa wamnikeza uthando lwakho wamsiza ukuthi akumele waze wakuphela siyabonga kakhulu ngalokho Nkosi Nkosi sinikeze inhliziyo elifana nelikaPetro sinikeze inhliziyo yakho usinikeze sizale kabusha umoya wakho ongcwele usizale kabusha senze sibe ngabantwana bakho senze ukuthi ufeze lokho kuyintando yakho bani phela lokho ayingoba kusifanele kodwa yayima nje yegama lakho amen bazalwane uma size enkosini uma sikholwa enkosini ujesu uyasizala umoya wakhe ongcwele uyabonakala ngalokho ukuthi umuntu unokulangazelela ukwenza intando kankulunkulu yebo ngezinye ikhathi kungathathe inyanga umuntu azabalaze nezono noma izono ezithize empeleni size sihambe emhlabeni sizoyehlelwa iziningo sizoba nakho ukuhluleka ngezindlela ezithize kodwa ngomusa uNkulunkulu uyasikhakha uyasiguqula kancane kancane ukuthi sifane naye kancane kancane uyasikhipha ezonweni uyasiguqula kwangathi-ke singakwazi lokho ukuzalwa umoya kaNkulunkulu kuba nokulangazelela ukumthokozisa futhi singakwazi lokho ukuthi kancane kancane asiguqule asenze ukuthi sifane noJesu kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiyawukele inkosi ngibusise nonke. Ngiyabonga.